I have a father-in-law who is in a nursing facility who always votes.
Margie Freisinger lives in rural Center County. She's concerned about making sure her 97-year-old father-in-law can vote in the presidential election. Like many Pennsylvanians his age, he doesn't have a photo ID, which he'll need to vote in November.
Yes, he has not driven a car for quite a few years. He's in a wheelchair and in a nursing facility.
Freisinger went to a driver's license center in Selinsgrove Grove to ask what her father-in-law needed to get a photo ID. First, she says she waited in line for an hour to ask her question. Then she says they told her her father-in-law would have to come to the license center in person and bring some documentation.
What I was told was that he would need a birth certificate and that he would need something from the home, such as a bill that had his name and address at the home, and he had to bring both those things to PennDOT.
But Freisinger's father-in-law doesn't get any bills at the nursing home.
When I said, what can I do that doesn't exist, the PennDOT woman, who was very nice, said, well, maybe the nursing home can come up with something for you that says he lives there.
At the nursing home, Freisinger found out what the PennDOT staffer didn't tell her, that the law provides an exception for nursing home residents. They're allowed to use IDs issued by the home, and in certain circumstances, seniors can vote by absentee ballot, which does not require a photo ID. Freisinger didn't get complete information from PennDOT, but she notes there are a lot of details for staff to remember.
It looks like a very complicated law to me.
And the rules have changed at least once, according to Christy Marshall. She's a legislative assistant for State Representative Rick Mirabito of Lycoming County. She says the State Department recently issued new requirements to get a photo ID.
They keep revising this. They started with birth certificate, social security card, two proofs of residency. And they're realizing that there are many people that do not have those items.
But if you were born in Pennsylvania, Marshall says, you can get an ID with two proofs of residency, like a utility bill, and the last four digits of your social security number.
Because as long as you were born in PA, they can verify your birth with the Department of Vital Statistics.
But if you weren't born in Pennsylvania, you still need an official copy of your birth certificate to get a PennDOT ID. And there are many other details and exceptions. Your photo ID must contain an expiration date or it's not valid, unless it's a military ID. You can use your expired Pennsylvania photo ID if it expired less than a year ago. But you can't use a currently valid photo ID from any other state.
Part of the reason that I didn't support the law is that I thought that it made something very complicated, which probably could have been done simpler.
That's State Representative Rick Mirabito, a Democrat from Lycoming County. He and his staff are holding a series of information sessions in the Williamsport area to help voters figure out what they need to do to vote in November. Mirabito wants to help his constituents comply with the law, even though he doesn't think the law was necessary.
When we voted on the law, the votes were cast on the representations by elected officials that there was voter fraud.
But about 4 months later, some voters and the ACLU filed suit to stop the law. And as part of those proceedings, the state signed a legal document agreeing they had no evidence of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. Mirabito questions this apparent shift in the state's point of view.
None of us wants to see fraud. But we also don't want to see myths perpetrated on the public that then become the basis for spending taxpayer money to try to chase a problem that doesn't exist.
Is voter fraud a problem in Pennsylvania?
Well, the real problem is we don't have a reliable way to detect that.
That's Ron Ruman, press secretary for the Pennsylvania Department of State, which oversees elections.
Right now there is no reliable way to verify the identity of each voter as they come to the polls to vote. Voter ID will give us that ability.
Pennsylvania's House Majority Leader, Republican Mike Terzai, recently made a statement that, for some observers, suggests another reason for the law.
Voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. Done.
Terzai's defenders say he was just talking about creating a level playing field in the coming election. Regardless of the motivation behind the voter ID law, Representative Mirabito says the important issue is to avoid discouraging voters.
If people don't participate in the political process, the political structures will disintegrate. It has been shown over and over again in other countries. It's not in the interest of any of us to keep people from voting.
The Commonwealth Court's decision on whether the voter ID law is constitutional is expected by Monday. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.